Well, this is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, November 29th. While wheat prices were lower on the heels of high world-ending stocks, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat today was easier as well. The record high world-ending stocks are really what's kind of putting a lid on the market. Everything really is kind of bearish for wheat, so it's a surprise that this rally happened at all, but it was really driven by increased export sales. They're up 66% compared to last year, and that was the one big thing that happened. And the market's a little bit thin. You get a couple of algorithms in there and really push the market up to much, much higher than anyone had thought. But otherwise, the rest of the fundamentals are, you know, a little bit on the low side, and that's why we see the market kind of pulling in a little bit. Certainly, this would happen right before a holiday anyways.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1 3/4 at 526 and a quarter. December corn was down 4 3/4 at 362 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 585 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 5 3/4. Quarters, ranging from 586 and 3/4 to 601 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 5.5, ranging from 633 and a half to 663 and a half. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 585 to 770. Live cattle for December was up $1.25 at 121.77 and a half. January feeder cattle was up $1.70 to 143.57 and a half. And November class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 2037.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.